listener production.
Hello, I'm Alicia McFarlane. The Shadow Treasurer says the federal government needs to prioritise inflation in next week's budget. It's off the back of another pause to the cash rate at 4.35%, alongside warnings from the Reserve Bank of a possible rate rise in the near future. Angus Taylor says it's clear Labor's homegrown inflation is running rampant.
It's running wild. The Reserve Bank hasn't been able to address this. And frankly, if the Reserve Bank has the foot on the brake, it's necessary because this government has had its foot on the accelerator.
The landmark inquiry into supermarket prices has wrapped up and it's found price gouging should be made illegal. The Senate Select Committee also wants to see laws introduced to break up the Coles and Woolworths duopoly to drive down prices. Divestiture laws are currently in Parliament to help do that. It's just waiting on support from Labor. Israel is advancing on Rafah as it attempts to find Hamas militants believed to be hiding in the southern Gaza city. The IDF says it's gained control of the Palestinian side of the Rafah crossing. Civilians taking refuge there were evacuated yesterday. The federal government is pouring $500 million into drought resilience measures. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says the money to be included in next week's federal budget will help with recovery and preparation efforts.
The science tells us when it comes to climate change, there will be more extreme weather events and they'll be more intense, whether it be floods, whether it be drought or whether it be cyclones.
To sport, the Hawks' Mabior Chole has been ruled out of Saturday's Saints clash over a wrist injury, but Luke Bruce returns from a groin injury. And Australia's cricket coach has full confidence in his T20 World Cup squad, rejecting concerns over the age of some players. Andrew McDonald says they all bring a raft of experience.
Players that have been there before and done it and are still in good form. And you look at David Warner in the last 15 games for Australia, his record's outstanding. Josh Hazlewood, Pat Cummins, Mitchell Starc. Those players that are probably the elder statesmen of the team are still performing.